Okay, around the last three words on Pei Aleph, Amar Aleph on the bottom. Okay, just to go over the last thing we did. We had the last Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, with a different shitot of where we know, or we can learn that there's an Atara in the Torah for not eating on Yom Kippur. And the last thing we left off with is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. He learned from Shabbat Shabbaton, from Shabbat Bereishis, and basically Gzera Shava, from the regular Shabbat, and it's a Shabbat Shabbaton by Yom Kippur, just like regular Shabbat, there's Azara, so too, Nasi Molacha, so too, there's Azara for Inui on Yom Kippur. So that was Rav Acha Bar Yaakov mentioning him, because we're going to see him again in a minute. Okay, next, Rav Papa Amar. He gives a different source. He says, "Hu gufei Shabbat Ikri, dichtiv tishpesu Shabbatem." So he says you don't have to go to a Gzira Shava from Shabbat Bereishis. He says that in and of itself, Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbat. It says tishpesu Shabbatem, and therefore you can learn a Shabbat, you know, without going to, don't have to go to another, you know, somewhere else. Shabbat Bereishis, you can learn Shabbat in and of itself of Yom Kippur. And just like on Shabbos again there's an Azara, so too on for Inui there's a for Malacha, so too for Inui there is. Okay, let's have a look at Rashi. He gufa Shabbos Ikri. Ubalav Gzera Shama Nami Nafkamineu Bay. So without having to go to Gzera Shava like Rav Acha did, you can learn it from in and of itself. The cave on Ikri Shabbos, Linui Inui, since it's called Shabbos Lagabi Inui, Havalei Kishabbos Leonesh Vatara as well. Tishpesu Shabbatchem, Umi Shabbos Shabbaton says Rashi Lo Gamar. So Rashi's bothered, why do you have to go to the end of the Pasuk, Tishpesu Shabbatchem, why don't you learn from the beginning of the Pasuk? It also says Shabbat Shabbaton Hu Lachem, Vinitziv Hizan Shavtechem, starts off with the beginning of the Pasuk, also says Shabbos. So he gives two reasons why not. Lo Gamar from the beginning of the Pasuk, Dikri Shabbos, why do you Tzrich Lei Lirbuye, Kol the Girsa of the Bach is Kol Ha'inuim. As it says, Kedamar Bereish Perikin Shabbaton Shvus. Right, the beginning of the Perik, we learn from Shabbaton, from those words, all the Inuim. So that's, in other words, it's taken already to learn that. Inami, another reason why we can't learn from the beginning of the Pasuk, because Shabbat Shabbaton is Hilav Yoma Ikri Shabbat. It's not there. It's not referring to the day. It's called Shabbos. That the Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Ela hachi kamar menucha margoa hilachem. It's like saying that it's like a day of rest. Not that it's called Shabbos, but it's lashon Shabbos is in lashon rest. Veheichen nami dixiv Shabbos Shabbaton hu lashon zachar so af lashon menucha hi lashon zachar. Because over there it's like as we said it's Shabbos Shabbaton hu. So the menucha is also Zachar, because the Shabbat is Lashon Zachar. Aval Yoma lo Yikri Shabbos, but it's not called from the beginning of Pasuk. We don't see that the day is called Shabbos. Lachi Nakatish Besu Shabbat Chem. That's why you bring the end of the Pasuk, which is Yisera the Hagufa Yikri Shabbos, and that's where we learn it from. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Bishlamar Apapa lo Amak Rav Acha Bar Yaakov why dekra diksiv Gufei Adi. So we can understand why Rav Papa didn't want to learn the Gzira Shava or Rav Acha, because like we just said, he's learning from it itself. It's much better. Much better. You don't have to go somewhere else. You can learn from in and of itself. It's much nicer. So that's Bishlama. Ella, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, my time, Elo Amar Rav Papa. We have to ask the other way. Why did Rav Acha Bar Yaakov go to Gzira Shava when he could have learned it from the Pasuk in itself? Shabbat, Tishpesu, Shabbat Chem. Two more answers, though, because they buy Leila Kedatanya. Because he would, the only problem is he needed that for another limud, the Tishpesu Shabbatchem. What did he need it for? For the following. It says in the Braisa, V'nisim es nashoseichem b'tisha l'chodesh, it says in the Pasuk. That you have to afflict yourself on the ninth of the month of Tishrei. Right? Yachol yeshil v'yasaneh b'tisha. I might think that you have to fast already on the ninth. You have to fast the ninth of Tishrei as well. Tamulomar b'erev. No, it says at night. So, I might think that you fast just at, you know, Tetzel Chavim, just at night. That's when you start. Tamun lo rabbi tisha. No, but then again it's a tisha, which means I have to fast on the night. So what is it? Do I fast on the night, or do I fast only at night? Haketzah. So the answer is, maschil misana mibod yom. That it's coming to teach us that I have to, like Tosefis, right, I have to add and start fasting already in the daytime. From here we see that you have a chiyuv to start fasting earlier, you have to add mi'chol ala kodesh. The Ainli, the Brisa continues, that you have to add mi'chol ala kodesh, ala b'knisasa. That's only when Yom Kippur comes in. So I have to start a little bit earlier. But b'tziyasa minayin, how do I know after Yom Kippur is finished, and I have to go a little bit past the time, and after Yom Kippur as well, add on. Talmud Lomar me'erev ad erev, it says in the pasuk. So here we see that also me'erev ad erev, even at the second erev, the next night, Motzei Yom Kippur, I also have to add on. The Braisa continues. Ve'einli ela Yom Kippurim. I only know that there's the meaning of adding mikol ala kodesh on Yom Kippur. Ba'ad Shabbatos Minayin. How do I know that there's an Indian of adding Michol Ala Kodesh even on regular Shabbos? Talmud Lomar Tishpesu. Okay, so here's what we're using now, Tishpesu, as we said, he needs it for something else. Here it is. Ve'ein Liel Shabbatos Yamim Tovim Minayin. How do I know also for Yom Tov? Talmud Lomar Shabbatchem. So now I have for both. Aketzad Kol Makom Shneemar Shvus Mosifin Michol Ala Kodesh. Anytime I use that Lashon Shvu, Shabbat, Shabbat, and whatever, I have to add Michol Ala Kodesh. And so that's what, so therefore he needs these words for that, and therefore he can't use it to darshan in and of itself that for the Inyan of Azara on, for Inuim of Yom Kippur. Okay. Right, according to this, yeah. Ah, Vitana the Etzem. Meaning, if you remember, I'm sure you all do, yesterday this big long brisa that we had. So as part of the brisa there, that was the brisa was learning out this Indian of Azara, right, on for eating. And in that big long brisa, it discussed the idea of is one chayev kares. Right during this Tosefet time, right on when you're the time you're adding before Yom Kippur is one chayav karis if he eats or does malacha or right or is there an azhara for that time? So meaning that price took as a given that there is a Tosefet, okay? Because it took it as a given. Then they discussed the point. Of course there's a Tosefet, and it was just discussing whether there's a chiyuv karis if one eats at that time or not. So therefore, since it was pasha to it, it didn't like learn it from have to learn it from Tishpesu Shabbatchem. So what is that? And it learned Azhara, we saw, from SMS. So SMS has to learn Azhara from. It took it as a given, knew as a given that there is a Tosefet. So therefore, what does that Brisa, the Bala Brisa, do with those words, Tishpetsu, Shabbatchem? You know, it's free, it's for Darshan. So what does it do with it? So the Gemara answers, Hi, Betisha Lachodesh, my Avid Le, Mibaya Le, Likatan Yechia Barav, Midiftin. These are for the, what the words of, like Rav Chia Barav Difti said, which is a famous drush, I'm sure you're all familiar with, Vinisim Es Nashal Sechem Betisha, is one fast on the ninth, but lo be'asor misanin, you fast on the tenth, not on the ninth. Elo mar lecha kol ochel l'shosu v'tshi malu l'avakasuv ki'ilu hisanet tshi v'asiri. It's coming to teach us whoever eats and drinks on the ninth, it's as if he is fasting on the ninth and the tenth. And that's what he uses it for. Let's see Rashi. Mibay l'kedetanya l'shar yamim tovim. Velo ayom kippurim kai, right? So he needs it to teach me the inyan of adding michol ala kodesh for the arshar yom tovim, and therefore it's not I can't use it for Yom Kippur. V'tana de'etzem etzem, mide'itzrich le'me'ute l'sosefes achol me'onesh u'me'azara, right? Since that brisa we saw yesterday of the learned etzem etzem, he needs to exclude this inyan of Tosefes Chol from Onesh and Azara, I mean, Melech, Ma'in and the Masifin. The fact that we're It's dealing with how you're not chayiv an onesh and azar at that time. Obviously, mimeilish when we see that the mosifim is understood. B'hai v'nisim etisha my avilei. So therefore, what does he do? Is v'nisim? Okay, kol ochel v'shos. And so it's coming to teach us that whoever eats and drinks on a night, as if he fasts on a night to the tenth. V'hachi mash makra. And therefore, the pasuk you can read like this. This is what it means. V'nisim right means v'nisim betisha kolomar. Hasken atzmecha betisha kineshu tukali sanos pesara, that you have to prepare yourself on the ninth so you'll be able to fast on the tenth. In other words, you eat and drink so you'll have strength to fast on the tenth. Umida afke krav lashon inui, but since the eating and drinking is said in lashon inui, in lamaisa, this say v'nisim. So therefore, lo malacha hare hu ki'ilu mitana betisha, and it was as if you fasted on the ninth. So there's Fasemis, he says, he's bothered by the Lashon, right? So he says, whoever eats and drinks on the ninth is if he fasts on the ninth and the tenth. So he says, what do you mean, ki'ilu, as if he fasts on the ninth and the tenth? It's not ki'ilu, he fasted on the tenth. He is fasting on the tenth. And it's interesting because it just hit me, like Rashi only says the ninth, right? Harei lecha ki'ilu misaneh b'tisha. Okay? So that's what the kilu is. So Shur says kilu hisana betisha. Should have said not kilu hisana betisha theory, right? He's not kilu hisana theory. He did pass on the theory. That's not a kilu. So he says, oh, just like this, that eating and drinking on the ninth is greater than fasting on the tenth. Meaning that the schar or whatever of on the ninth is so great. It's double. It's ki'ilu, you fast on the ninth and the tenth, all that is talking about the ninth. And that was the scar of the ninth, the greatness of the ninth, of eating and drinking, is shaveh to fasting to the ninth and the tenth. That's all talking about the ninth, and then we have the tenth. The regular, it was like fasting once. Whereas on the ninth, like fasting twice. So it's double, it's double important than the tenth. According to the way, yeah, according to Rashi said that it's right, a chana to the tenth. Yeah.
The fasting on the Asiri is not the same kind of fasting Asiri either. Because if you just fast on Asiri, it's a fasting a day. But if it's the second day of a 2-day fast, that's already a lot more difficult.
Right.
So he wasn't found to be a Tishi for Asiri, so the Asiri takes on a totally different meaning. It's like the second day of a 2-day fast.
So you're giving like a different touch.
No,
I'm sure.
No,
just, right.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Next. We learned in our Mishnah, Achal ochlin she'en ru'im l'achila, that a person eats food that's not royal l'achila, is pater. So Amar Rav, katil pilei b'yom adikipuri pater. Someone who chomps on pepper corns or whatever you call them, is pater, because again, that's not the derech echila, and it's not his navishu vedas when he does that, and therefore he's pater. Kas zagvila b'yom adikipur is pater. Someone who eats ginger as well is, raw ginger is not, doesn't have a yishu vedas either, and therefore he's pater. Now, Gemara asked a question on this, though. Meitzeve, haya rabbi meir omer, mimash b'shanem mar, since it says in the pasuk, Varaltim Marlaso Espirio, talking about Orla. So Amy Yodea She'eth Michael, who I know that it's an eighth Michael, because it's talking about the, Pirio, it's fruit. So therefore, Lamatamu Lomar eighth Michael. So why does it say at the beginning of the Pasuk, eighth Michael? It says, Zechisavo Laaret, call eighth Michael Varaltim Marlaso Espirio. So why does it have to start off in the Pasuk? It says, it's an eighth Michael. So therefore, eight shetam is coming to teach me that it's referring to eight shetam eitzo ufir yoshave, that the type of tree where the bark, or what do you want to call it, the wood of the tree tastes like the fruit. And what is that? Heve yomer is a pilpilin. Okay, that lilamencha shapilpilin chayavin beorla, that even the pepper is chayav in orla. That's what it's coming to include by those words. The Ein Eretz Yisrael chasera klum, and also we see from here that Eretz Yisrael isn't lacking everything. It has all different types of foods like pilpil, right? Shneimar lo sechzar kol ba. Okay, so what's the kasha? So we see from here that pepper is a food, and therefore that's like a fruit, that you have a din of orla to it, etc. So how can you say that if you eat pepper, you're a putter? Therefore, it's a fruit. So my answer is, lo kasha. Why? Ha, biritifta, v'ha, biyaveshta. So when Rabbi Meir was saying that it's din of orla, that's talking about ritifta, like fresh pepper. Fresh pepper is a food, and etc. However, when we're saying in the over here in the Braisa that it's your potter for you to eat it on Yom Kippur. That's talking about dry pepper. So if it's dried out, then it's not like peppercorns or whatever. So that's not something one does and doesn't eat, and therefore there's no yishu v'das in his potter. Now we see a similar thing next on Zangvil, the ginger. As we said, Rava also said ginger is pater. We're going to see a similar question and a similar answer. So Amali Ravina Lemereimar, Va'amar Rav Nachman, Hai Heimalta, the Asimi Bei Hindui, Sharya, and Mevarchin Anale, Bore Priyadama. So he said that this Heimalta, which is a food that is made up of crushed of Bisamim, and mixed with, cooked with Vash, with honey. And one of the ingredients of these basamim is this zangvil, is this ginger. And so if it comes from the goyim, from the Beich Hindu'ai, which Rashi says is Kush, like Ethiopia or whatever, even though some say it's India. Anyways, it's mutter. Okay, so what's the shaila? Why wouldn't it be mutter? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Okay, first, Pilpulin means ein ze yishuv adas, again, shein ze derech achilasa, because you don't need it like that. You don't need it. Meisave chule, alma mikri maichol karile, we see it's called food, said by the pilpul. She pilpulin chayvin ba'orla, it's mean ilan, this type of ilan. Retifta, we said, when is it food? When it's moist, not when it's fresh. Therefore, chazi lamecha. Fine. And now, heimalta, so we're dealing with now, the same malta. So Rashi says, "Shemefatmim b'samim ketushim b'dvash." Right? So we make we add these crushed b'samim into the dvash. Vibehim hindui, which Rashi says on merits kush. Okay, so here's the part we need. Rashi, the sharia. Why is it mutter? What's the sharia? So he says, "Ve'ein bo mishum bishulei nachrin shenechal komot shuuchai." Right? So we have a rule that bishalakum is only aser with things that one would not eat as in its raw state, and then when the goy cooks it, you can't eat it. But something you would eat in its raw state, let's say, I don't know, an apple, right? So if a goy cooks an apple, you can eat it, right? Because you would eat a raw apple. We eat raw apples all the time. So there, if anything eaten raw that the goy cooks, it's no yishul. So too, over here, that's the chiddush over here, point one, is that this heimalta, this is a ginger, let's say, in our case, the ginger inside, right? Since one would eat it raw, so like uncooked, so then for when the goy cooks it, it's not a problem with bishulei yakum. And secondly, what about treifus? The lo mishum megiuli nachum, you don't have to worry that it's treif. Why? The no same tan liskam. Because the ginger, whatever, the dvash, this is the mixture, when any treifus that comes out of the container that they cook is going to become nifkam in the dvash and the stuff. So therefore, it's not a problem of treifus either. Umidakamar ein bo mishum bishulei nachrin. Says Rashi, shmamina derech achilaso keshuchai. Right, the fact that it said that this pilpin and stuff is not a problem of the goy cooking it bishulei akum. So what do we see? We see that it must be that it's eaten chai, right? With uncooked. So what do we see? That zangvil is eaten. Okay. So how can we say that if one eats it on Yom Kippur, it's not derech achilaso, your pater, said Rava? Why? We see from here that it's obviously eaten if it's something that is eaten kishuchar. And we said that you make a borei pirdama on it. That's because that even though it has the dvash, which is a shahakol, but since the ikur is the maichol is the ginger, so therefore that takes preference. That's the ikur, and therefore you make a dama. Anyway, so we see that it is eaten. So why did Rava say it is not eaten, and therefore one's patur on Yom Kippur? So we're answered, lo kasha, same as we said before, ha b'ritivta, v'ha b'yaveshta. Right? When is it, is derech achila? So when it's, that's if it's still, it's fresh. Fresh ginger is eaten raw, whatever, and that, well, when is it, one patra on Yom Kippur? That's if it's dry, dried out. That's not derech achila. Okay, back to the Gemara, next part. Tani Rabbana. Achal ale kanim, patra. Someone who eats, shoots of, reeds, or leaves, excuse me, leaves of reeds, alim, leaves of reeds on Yom Kippur. It's not again, it's not, we're in Lechila, and therefore he's pot. However, if one eats lulave gefanim, which is the shoots of grapevines, that is ochel, and therefore he's chayv on Yom Kippur. Elu hei lulave gefanim. So what are these shoots of grapevines that he's chayv in? That's Amar Rav Yitzchak Migdola, kol shel liv luvo mi Rosh Hashanah ve'ad Yom Kippurim. Now, as if it sprouts, if these shoots sprout just during the very short time from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So since they're just starting, so they're soft at this point still, and therefore you're eating something soft, and it's eating, and it'll give you Yishuv Daf, etc., and that's why you're chayav, right? But if it's from before Rosh Hashanah, you know, it's been sprouting more than 10 days, so by the time Yom Kippur comes along, it's already hard. And therefore, it's not derech achila anymore, and therefore one wouldn't be chayav if it's from before Rosh Hashanah. However, Rav Kahana argues, he says, kol shloshim yom. He says, no, you have 30 days. For 30 days, it's still soft. It's only more than 30 days old as it become hard. And Tanya Kavase, Rabbi Yitzchak Migdola, we have a bris that it sides with him, that's from Rosh Hashanah. As it says, achal ali kanim patur, says in the brisa, because we said that's not ochel. The lule gefanim one chayav, the elu hein lule gefanim, kol sheliv luvo mi Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim. That's like Rav Yitzchak Maglit Migdala, that we see that you have only 10 days to eat it, but if it's older than that, it's already, you can eat it within 10 days, if it's soft, therefore one would be chayav. But before then, it's hard and one wouldn't be chayav. Okay, Rashi, mi Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim, aval liv luvo konem Rosh Hashanah, if it's from before Rosh Hashanah, kvar nasu kashim, it already becomes hard, ve'eth be'alma aninu, and therefore one wouldn't be chayav. Okay, next. Shaninu, we said in the Mishnah, shasa tzir or muriyas patr, that if one drank this brine, we said, or fish fats, melted fish fats, it one is patr, because we said it's these are examples of drinks that are not roi l'shtia. So gemor's medayik, hachomet, chayav. Mashmat, it gives these dugmaot, and it doesn't mention, I guess, a more classical one of regular, of just plain old vinegar. The fact that it doesn't mention vinegar, it's mashma that vinegar, you would be chayav if you drank vinegar. I, masnisin mani, who is our Mishnah like? This would be like Rebbe. Which Rebbe? The Tanya, that says in the Braisa. Rebbe Omer, chomet meshiv esenefesh. That he says in Echanami, it gives you, feels good. Meshivas a nefesh if you drink vinegar, Rabbi said. So therefore, that's like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't list vinegar as something you're potter because it's meshivas a nefesh. So our Mishnah is going like Rabbi. Darash Rav Gidol Bar Menashe mi Bired in Nerash. That Rav Gidol Bar Menashe from the town of Bire, which is near Narish, he darshan the following: Ein halacha karebi. Okay, he says halacha is not like Rebbe that vinegar, makes you feel good, and therefore you'd be patur on Yom Kippur if you drank vinegar. Right? He said halacha is not like Rebbe or Mishnah, but rather you'd be patur if you drank even vinegar on Yom Kippur. Now, what happened? L'shana nafke kulei alma mazgu v'shasu chala. So what happened next year? People heard this psak. They ran out on Yom Kippur, or Erev Yom Kippur, they bought some vinegar, and they mixed it with water, and on Yom Kippur, they're drinking away, right, this vinegar. Because, he said that halakha's not like Rebbe, it doesn't meshiv and nevesh, it's whatever, you're patur on Yom Kippur. So they said, wonderful. So they said, we have a great drink on Yom Kippur, and they're drinking away this vinegar and the mixture on Yom Kippur. Shamar Rav Gidol v'ikpid. He heard about this, he was not too happy. What people were doing because of his tzak. So Amar, so he said to them, you guys got everything wrong. You're making a big mistake. You didn't understand what I meant. And he gave three things, points, why they misunderstood. And number one, Amar de Amriana diavad. L'chachila mi'amre. He said, when I said that, like your pater and Yom Kippur, that's bidyevid. Just because it's not roi l'chila doesn't mean you can l'chachila. I think all it means is if you, one, happened to have drank this stuff, he wouldn't be chayiv kares. But it doesn't mean l'chachila you can go ahead and drink. That's number one. Secondly, he says, Eimar de Amriana Purta. Right? But Tuva mi Amri. Because when did I say that it's that's only if you drink a little bit, like less than a raviv, right? But, you're chugging away at this vinegar. That's not what I meant. Then, anyway, you wouldn't be pater for that. Less. If I drink it, it's mali lugma, right? Which is less than a raviv. Right? And lastly, he says, Eimar da Amriana chai, but mazug mi amri. And besides, they didn't, bad, okay, would they take it? If they're taking the vinegar and drinking mela, where are they mixing it with water? They made like a drink out of it. So he says, okay, when I said that, vinegar is popular, that's like drinking straight vinegar, but mixing with water, making a whole drink out of it, I didn't mean that. So, wasn't too happy with it. Rashi, meshi v'senefesh, mevatel etzainui, so that vinegar is, makes you feel good, mevatel inui, and mazgu means not nubomayim lahatish kocho, the vinegar is too strong. They wanted to drink the vinegar, but I'm sorry, so they added the water, make it good. He says that's not what I meant. So, I guess also you do see from here also that how you have to be careful when you're going to give them stuff. You say okay, I may say something. Be very careful. People miss misconstrue.